everybody. This is the Chickster, and welcome everybody to Chickster's Nest. Once again, ladies and gentilia, from the lavish downtown Los Angeles Skid Row studios, it's 11 a.m., and time for your people to lend me an ear. I'll even shuckle the corn for you. You're listening to Chickster's Nest, episode number 5. Today's implied theme is paying tribute to our presidents. Hello, everybody. You know who I am. I am the Chickster, crazy in the membrane. Come on and join me. All you need is a shopping cart, two-buck chug, a transistor radio, some headphones, maybe some cotton for your ear. This is Skid Row Radio, built with integrity and insanity. Put together with cardboard boxes, spit and gum, tin cans, soda pop and beer bottles, wine bottles, orange juice containers, and plenty of cork balls. The show where you gotta be crazy like me. Me! The Chickster! I'm insane in the membrane! I know I'm crazy, but that's the way it goes. You see, they nicknamed me the Chickster. They nicknamed me Peanut Butter because I'm half nuts. You've come to the right place, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, welcome to Chickster's Nest. Hello, pimps and chimps, scamps and tramps, the Bates Masters Club in Beverly Hills, the Brass Ball Society in Pomona. Hello, gays and strays and Frito chip lay eaters and snatch eaters. Hello, biplane lesbians. Hello, TWA former pilots and the TWAT twat club. Twat, did you say? What was that? Hello, all snakes and gerbilists. The Chinatown chicken choking club. The chess and fucking checkers club. Hello, all freaks and pencil neck geeks. Hello to the Nevada crooked dice and penis club. The Ride 'em Sally Club, the Mustang Ranch Club in Nevada, the Free Holy and Donkey Clubs in TJ. Hello, Lard Eaters Anonymous Club in Chicago, the Spanky Yankee Club in Brooklyn, New York, the Reseda Hairline Club in Hollywood High School Ball and Low Club. Hello to all penal cyclists. Hello to the Hawaiian Lay Clubs and to all flowers of mankind, including blooming idiots. Then there's the cuckoo bird who went into the clothing store to buy a straitjacket with two pair of pants. You're listening to the Chickster, Chickster's Nest, on Skid Row Radio. I'm the Chickster, and welcome, everybody. Welcome. I'm insane in the membrane. Well, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are celebrating President's Month. I want to say George Washington didn't have it easy when he ran for president. He couldn't complain about the previous administration. An ex-president was asked whether he thought it was right for a man of 74 years to be a president. The ex-president answered, "In this country, that's about the only job an old man can get." I finally figured it out, folks, why George Washington stood in a boat. Every time he sat down, somebody always gave him an oar. Only in Washington, people can find out about 1,000 lobbyists. They can find out about 500 economists, 800 experts, and all of Congress was working on a plan to simplify taxes. How many government employees does it take to screw in a light bulb? Two. One to insist that it's being taken care of, and the other to screw it into a water faucet. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to talk about the King of France. Because sometimes that King of France is more powerful than a president of today. The King of France with 40,000 men marched up to the hill and then he marched back again. The King of France with 40,000 men gave a salute and then he marched back again. The King of France with 40,000 men banged their drums and then marched back again. Well, the King of France with 40,000 men blew their horns and then marched back again. The King of France, the King of France with 40,000 men waved their flags and noses, ha-cha-cha-cha-cha, and then marched back again.
Well, the King of France with 40,000 men, yeah, all shook hands, give me five, and then marched back again. Now, folks, isn't that something? The King of France, la-di-da-di-da, la-la-la-la-la.
Avec du son d'exception, dissection sur beat, nos espions sont en faction, phase de Pokémon. Voici un flow dingo comme le parti communiste de Monaco. Moi je suis un dandy, dandy d'où tel sucre candy, Fendi en la foule avec une paire de lunettes Fendi. Le B.A.B.A. des bases à Casablanca, tandis que toutes nos bases ont un visa NASA. Appelle-moi Mao, Mao, première asiatique couleur cacao. Né à Macao, Tao, Dieto, Dao, Tekao. Pay, Awar, Zazat, Waga, Tizi, Ouzou. Faut blaser les places et zigzaguer tel Zizou. Zizou. Ton body, Annie Cordy, Jordi, j'arrive, tel Berry Gordy. Déjeuné lec, faut que ça pète jusqu'en discothèque. Et je dis neuf respect, si ça cloue le bec de loose bec. Et quand je prends ce que l'on appelle le mic, je marque autant de points qu'il y a de zéro hein, dans les sables de marque. Animal, animé, dame de luminosité, c'est en nervosité que j'ai clamé, moins d'animosité. Donc shalom, salam, pépis, jette le caïd, il met la Moïse, j'ouvre la mer avec du son wikil. On avance dans la danse avec cette théorie. Si je perds ma carte orange, je la recherche en taxi. Move up, ragamuffin home. Saute sur le beat comme le font les pom-pom. De Copacabana à Tacabana au Canada. En passant par la Havana, on veut entendre la, la, la. Quand je dis gosse en short, au temps du Solex, on regardait son âge au fond d'un verre dur Alex. C'est dans du coton qu'on faisait pousser les haricots. L'acteur c'était Darico, Lotto, Bruno Fuego. On avait tous la banane comme Dick Rivers, tandis que moi j'écoutais le son des Kings of the Universe. Jingalingaling, ratatatam, tout shy shy, hush hush, plus le son des tam tam. Artiste optimiste de Paris métropolis, comme jadis je kiffe le son piste d'Addis à Abyss. L'original style au-delà du bla bla bla, laisse des ga 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 avec des la la la.
La, 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 la. It's almost like L.A., 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 blah, 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 blah. I'm just kidding. This is the Chickster, and you're listening to Chickster's Nest. This, my friends here, is Able Table. Now, I want you folks, you see, you gotta use caution when you're reading a label. I know I'm able, and I'm capable.
on an air conditioning label, avoid dropping an air conditioner out the window. On a propane blowtorch, never use while sleeping. On a laser pointer label, do not look into the laser with the remaining eye. On a portable stroller label, always use caution. Remember, in fact, before folding down the stroller for storage. In a microwave oven, do not use for drying pets. On a box of rat poison, warning, this has been found to cause cancer in laboratory mice. And finally, in conclusion, in the instructions for a digital thermometer, do not use orally after using rectally. This, my friends, on behalf of the Chickster's Nest, is Abel Table saying, always use caution when reading a label. Sometimes you might be shocked and you might say this.
Creepers, where'd you get those peepers? This is the Chickster. You're listening to Chickster's Nest. Now, don't go away, fucks. I mean, F-U-X. It really should have been folks. Oh, what the folk. Folk you too, buddy. Stay tuned to Chickster's Nest. Now, don't take your ear off your transistor or kiss my big, ugly, effing sister. Now, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and germs, I should say, Una Moon with the astrological forecast and words of wisdom will be coming up right after claustrophobia and the last minute up to the minute news. Hello, my friends, listening to Chickster's Nest on Skid Row Radio. Welcome to Walkie Talkie Talk Radio. This is your friendly news correspondent, Claustrophobia, with up-to-the-last-minute news. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep, and Charlie Chaplin never made a peep, and Muhammad Ali in the ring didn't even weep, and the Hollywood sign up in the hills is an honor to keep. Meryl Streep's salary, I'm telling you, is way too steep. And on the freeways, the traffic beeps. Sometimes it creeps. Bunch of honkies. Flash, this just in. Potato assault. An 18-year-old man was charged with fourth-degree assault Saturday, according to Alaska State Troopers. Jacob Schmears in the North Pole was arrested shortly after 7 o'clock throwing a potato at his mother. February 25th, 9:30 a.m., a young man at 207 West 5th Street, Los Angeles, reported that someone had taken his car radio out of his vehicle, placed it in the street, and had driven over it several times. And finally, this just in, Corn County excitement. Iowans in uproar over Chinese hog semen. This portion of the news is brought to you by Turkey's Towing. If you need a jerk, call the Turk. 1-800-JERK-OFF. 1-800-JERK-OFF. And that's all there is to it, ladies and gentlemen. That's all. That's my line, Chickster. That's all there is to it. And this, my friends, here is Claustrophobia signing off, saying good day, good morning, good night. For crying out loud, good riddance. Good riddance, everybody.
Like a hammer.
like a hammer.
My arms wound around you tight.
Ba, 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 yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama last night.
Hello, everyone. This is Una Moon, your friendly astrological forecaster, on behalf of the Chickster's Nest podcast, here live at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California. I would like to give all of you Pisces a special leap year prediction. You're a sucker for a romance, yet this might not be the kind of day you would like. It's love on the run when a quick lunch with a partner or a fevered phone call to a faraway spouse might be as good as it gets. Keep your expectations low to avoid disappointment. There will be many other days that serve your desire for romance more skillfully than this one. Be playful and friendly, and you'll fit the mood perfectly. Set aside the big dreams for now, and you'll be able to appreciate the little things that make your life sweet. Now, if your birthday is February 29th, then next week means you get to blow out the candles for the first time in 4 years. Not only do we honor our presidents this month, but all of you who are celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, sweeties, to you and yours. Today is your special day. So what if nobody came? I'll have all the ice cream and tea. And I'll laugh with myself. And I'll dance with myself. And I'll sing, happy birthday to me. On my birthday, I want a hot dog with everything on it. I asked for a hot dog with everything on it, and that was a big mistake, because it came with a parrot, a bee in a bonnet, a wristwatch, a wrench, and a rake. It came with a goldfish, a flag, a fiddle, a frog, and a front porch swing, and a mouse in a mask. That's the last time I asked for a hot dog with everything. These poems were by the late Shel Silverstein. Well, have a special day today and every day. And don't forget to put your zip code on all the mail you send. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Now back to the Chickster who's insane in the membrane.
Thank you very much, Una Moon. And now, a tender moment you've been waiting for. Don't choke the chicken now. You're about to see a real tearjerker. Ladies and germs, ladies and gerbilists, freaks and geeks, pricks with dicks, balls and girls alike, it's now time for our new, exciting, and stimulating soap opera. Well, don't cry about it. Don't get your pants wet. Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles proudly presents Chickster's Nest Grand Premiere, the melodrama of Roscoe and Henrietta.
Oh, oh, my Roscoe, my sweet, let me count the days, and may we never part ways. I cherish each and every moment that we are together. We were just two lost souls that found each other at the 88 cent store. Oh!
Why, yes, Henrietta, my sweet tot baby. Why, yes, darling Dolly, we are truly united thanks to a couple of shopping carts crashing into each other. And just think, we was looking for dental floss, some liquid douche, and a toothbrush.
Let us rejoice. Let us make celebration. This is quite an occasion. Let us click heels. Let us click champagne glasses.
Let us rub our asses. I think we should have a romantic picnic, so let's go to Jefferson Square Park. I'll hail a taxi, and we'll pick up the food and all the trimmings along the way.
Oh, let us have fine caviar and French bread and goose liver and drink flowing champagne. And maybe, just maybe, after dinner, I'll put on my Air Force One goggles and dive right into your catfish. I'm so sorry. I forgot. Let us have tofurkey for you and a big effing rod of 13-inch beef jerky for me.
Why, do you think you could handle it, honey? I'm so proud of you.
Yes, Roscoe. I can handle just about anything, especially when push comes to shove. Oh, oh, I'm so excited, but I can't take wetting my pants.
Oh, I almost forgot, doll. I have to pick up my favorite dessert, peach fir pie.
Peachy keen. I won't forget. Let me open the window and flag down a taxi. Oh, taxi! Taxi! Taxi, taxi!
Excuse me, lady. Are you looking for a taxi? Okay. Now, you got any luggage? Luggage! Fine. Come on down. The meter's running. Now, wait. Where you want to go, lady?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure. Jefferson Square Park. I got it. I know where that is. Come on. Get in.
You know, Roscoe, that cab driver up front has something you really and truly need. Shh, don't tell him that we're talking.
What the figgins are you talking about, doll?
Balls!
Well, I'm well hung without them balls. You're so funny, Henrietta.
Why, I think you should be a comedian.
Maybe I'll be the next Tussie O'Shea, or perhaps Fanny Bryce, or Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, psst. Oh, I just have one thing to tell you, love, and, well, you see, I don't want to keep this inside me. It's burning me.
What's on your mind? Spit it out.
I forgot about the Jack.
No problem. I'll buy the Jack cheese on the way to the park.
You don't understand, doll. I'm involved in a relationship. Why, I'm married to Jack B. Kingsley, the famous movie mogul. The only problem is, I'm not happy, doll. I'm in love with you. But you see, if Jack finds out, if he finds out that I'm seeing you, he'll probably kill me. I can't handle this, doll. But I want you to know I love you. What do you think?
Well, I don't think too good of this situation. Taxi! Pull over to the curb! I want to get out!
Well, that was Roscoe and Henrietta. What did Lincoln say after a drinking binge? I freed the what? Bill Clinton went jogging one evening and came upon the famous Washington Monument, and he said, "What should I do?" After a few seconds, George replied, "Abolish the IRS and start over." The real Abe Lincoln freed the slaves. Well, he was thinking about basketball, basically. And finally, what did George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Christopher Columbus all have in common? They were born on a holiday. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chickster on Chickster's Nest. It's time for advice and consent, do's and don'ts.
Hi, everybody. It's me. I know that you remember me, don't you? Well, you know who I am, don't you? It's a Libra Ronchi. But you can call me Cucaracha. Oh, that's so nice of you. My brother George, oh, he's doing fine. Don't worry, folks, if you're a kleptomaniac, you can always take something for it. You know who wrote that was Robert Benchley. Don't get mad. Don't even think about getting elected. And that was James Carville. It's so wonderful to be here. They always say, don't steal. The government hates competition. I thought that's kind of cute. You know, I got this candelabra and I almost burnt my testicles off. And that's not cute, honestly. Don't worry about a thing, folks. I mean, even the Chickster lays an egg. Don't worry about the world coming to an end either. I mean, it's already tomorrow in Australia. Charles Schulz wrote that one. Folks, you better enjoy yourself because, you know, it's later than you think. Try to enjoy yourself, okay? This is Libra Ronchi.
I've got just one message for you. You work and work for years and years. You're always on the go. You never take a minute off. Too busy making dough. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire.
Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink.
The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
You worry when the weather's cold. You worry when it's hot.
When it's hot.
You worry when you're doing well. You worry when you're not.
When you're not.
It's worry, worry all the time. You don't know how to laugh. They'll think of something funny when they write your epitaph.
Enjoy yourself.
Later.
It's later than you
later
think.
And later.
Enjoy yourself.
Even later.
While you're still in the
later
pink.
And later.
The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
yourself. Hello, everybody. By the way, Una Moon is back with some encouraging words. Take it away, Una.
Hi, this is Una Moon once again, and I'd like to read a poem in honor of our presidents this month. George Washington, Adams, and Jefferson III, first rulers of Uncle Sam's land of the free, then Madison, Monroe, and Adams again, all clever and upright and good, honest men. Then Taylor and Fillmore and Pierce held their sway, Buchanan and Lincoln, Johnson and Grant, then Hayes, Garfield, despiser of Kant, Arthur and Cleveland, Harris and Ben, McKinley the martyr, beloved by all men, then most energetic and strenuous Teddy, and plump William Taft for a second term ready. When Wilson was placed in this nation's great chair and promised to always rule wisely and fair. Before I go, I would love to share some words of wisdom with you. In three words, I can sum up everything I have learned about life. It goes on. I love deadlines. I like the whooshing sound they make as they fly by. Whenever people agree with me, I always feel I must be wrong. If nobody spoke unless they had something to say, the human race would very soon lose the use of speech. And last but not least, the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. Crazy Chickster went to town, a-riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni. Crazy Chickster, keep me sane. Crazy Chickster Goonie, mind the music and the show and make the people loony. Until next time, this is Una Moon signing off. Live, laugh, and be happy. And now, back to the Chickster, who's insane in the membrane.
I'm not riding a pony, I'm telling you. And I'm not crazy. Nobody believes me. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy! I'm not crazy, am I? You're listening to Chickster's Nest on Skid Row Radio, and I'm very happy to be here. Of course, I'm very happy to be anywhere. You know, the Chickster doesn't lay eggs. Maybe I lay hens, for all I know. I'm really excited, honestly. I am insane in the membrane. But anyway, we're celebrating President's Month. The presidents, without the presidents, I mean, it's hard to go on, you know. What about the former president we had, Mr. Billy Clinton? I mean, I'll tell you the truth, folks. The way I feel about it, a little BJ didn't hurt anything. He still did a good job running the country. Bill and Monica go up and down, up and down, up and down. Bill and Monica go up and down, off the elevator ground. Now Monica's mouth goes up and down, up and down, up and down. Monica's mouth goes up and down, and Bill's penis hangs to the ground. Now Bill comes out and starts to pout, starts to pout, starts to pout. Bill comes out and starts to pout. He tries to unzip his zipper. Monica grabs a Kleenex to wipe her face, wipe her face, wipe her face. Monica grabs a Kleenex to wipe her face as the paparazzi
leave town now. Bill and Monica go up and down, up and down, up and down. Bill and Monica go up and down, up and down, up and down. Bill and Monica go up and down. It's all over the town now. It's leaking all over the town now. And Monica finally got the shaft. And, you know, sometimes I feel a little shafted, but Bill got in trouble. And, you know, it's hard for Bill to go to Hillary and, you know, well, I mean, just because.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall.
Now, excuse me there, Mr. Carl Grayson. I'll tell this little girl all about this year's situation. Now, honey child, you knows that you always seems to break the, the very kindest soul of our heart with a hasty word that you just can't seem to recall. Honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie. Now then, if this boy, now mind you, I says, if this year boy done broke your heart last night, honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie, it's because he love you the most of all.
Because I love you most of all.
You always hurt the one you love. And just got a call a little while ago from Edmonton, Canada. And I want to say hello to you. I love Canada. And whoever you are out there in Edmonton, I want to say thanks. Thanks very much, sincerely, for calling the Chickster here in Los Angeles at Chickster's Nest Skid Row Radio in the heart of downtown. In this cold world, no matter where I go, the crowds are all the same. To them, I'm just a pebble in the sound, a Chickster without a name. Nobody gives a hang for what I say or do, but you, you. In the shelter of your arms, I find peace and comfort and care, for I am wanted there. In this cold world, I struggle to survive, and sometimes I would fall. You'd think someone would lend a helping hand. They'd sooner see me crawl. Just when life itself seems more than I can bear, you're there. And in the shelter of your arms, I find strength and safety, and then, for I am wanted there. I want to thank you all for listening to Chickster's Nest. I am the Chickster, and it's exciting to have you listen to this program. I love you. I love you, honestly. You know, Washington, speaking of presidents, Washington in today's world, he might have been first in war and first in peace, but But if he never told a lie, there went his chances to be elected. Our president was supposed to take a trip on Air Force One, but he couldn't remember the number of the flight. George Washington wore high platform heels, boots, tights, satin pants, a ruffled silk shirt, and curly wig, and he ran for president in 13 colonies, and he won. In Waco, Texas, he'd have to run for his life. The president is doing the best he can. That should scare you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to be here in America. And in America, everybody can be president of the United States. It's the risk you take. You know, folks, it's tough being president, and everybody knows what you make and where you live. Abe Lincoln wouldn't have it any other way. He wouldn't have trouble getting an education today. Why, he'd be a cinch for a basketball scholarship. Lincoln showed you can become a somebody in Washington, even if you're poor. And George Washington proved that being rich doesn't hurt either. Seriously, folks, I saved a $5 bill for sentimental reasons. My wife looks like Lincoln. Here are some quotes I'd like to read to you. I have often wanted to drown my troubles, but I can't get my wife to go swimming. Jimmy Carter. I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it. I didn't inhale and never tried it again. Bill Clinton. Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point. Barack Obama. Man cannot live by bread alone. He must have peanut butter. James Garfield. Being president is like running a cemetery. You've got a lot of people under you and nobody listening. That was Bill Clinton again. Did you ever think that making a speech on economics is like pissing down your leg? It seems hot to you, but never does anyone else any good. Lyndon Johnson. Politics make me sick. William Howard Taft. Blessed are the young, for they will inherit the national debt. That was Herbert Hoover. That's true. Forgive your enemies, but never forget their names. John F. Kennedy. Personally, I think we should have a woman for president. At least she can't F everybody. We need another election. Well, not Sarah P., but Hillary for sure. To make a long story short, you know, folks, I think we just need two ladies.
You've got to have a little Mazel, 'cause Mazel means good luck. And with a little Mazel, you'll always have a book. And if you have no Mazel, and though you're on the ball, you try and try and can't get by, you beat your head against the wall. Ever try to figure why you seem to be the blame, that some folks have a million and can't even write their name. You gotta have a little Mazel, and you never will get stuck, 'cause with a little Mazel, you'll always have good luck.
why you seem to be the blame. That some folks have a million and can't even write the name.
You gotta have a little muzzle, and you never will get stuck. Cause with a little muzzle,
you'll always have good luck.
Good luck. Oh, you'll always have good luck.
Good luck.
Mazel means good luck to you.
You're listening to Chickster's Nest, and that was Mazel. That was Louis Prima and Keeley Smith. Leaping lizards, frogs, and figs. I want to dance and do a figamajig. February 29th is the day, playing checkers. What do you say? King me, and stop jumping over me. Leaping lizards, frogs, and figs. I want to dance and do a figamajig. You know, I wish I had two ladies with me. They're...
I like it. They like it. This two for one. Go out daily to earn our daily bread, but we've one thing in common.
She and me, the king,
the king. Switch partners daily to play as we please.
2Z beats 1Z,
but nothing beats 3Z. I sleep in the middle,
I'm left and I'm right,
but there's room on the bottom if you drop in some night. Two ladies, I like it. They like it. This two for one.
Yeah, that was two ladies, and this is the Chickster, and I am insane in the membrane. I can't take it. I feel much better. I guess I took a couple of aspirin. Much better. I thank you, everybody, for listening to our show, episode number 5. I want to thank Laramie Jeremy, our chief engineer, and I want to thank Una Moon, and I want to thank myself for being so crazy, and I want to thank you, my listening audience, because without you, where would I be? Where would the Chickster be? I'd be laying an egg somewheres up in a ranch. Listen, thank you. That's our show, and I'll see you soon next Saturday at 11 a.m. on Chickster's Nest here at Skid Row Studios. Thank you, thank you, thank you! Oh.